first thing that you should spend your money on the second your business starts making money is somebody who is good at the thing that is helping you make the most money. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And if you have not done this yet, it would mean literally everything to me if you went to lightpink.com and entered the sweepstakes to win the most amazing tablescape ever. We're talking the most beautiful glassware, plates, dishes, napkins, silverware, candles, candle holders, you name it. Literally the most gorgeous, my dream tablescape we created. We did a photo shoot for this sweepstakes giveaway and a 1-year supply of Light Pink after it launches. So you guys go to the sweepstakes to enter at lightpink.com. And not only that, when you enter, it triggers your free holiday guide. We have spent months upon months upon months putting this together for you to make your holiday shopping so much easier and more fun. I'm like literally telling you, go pour a glass of rosé, not if it's early. Or if it's early, you do you. Go pour yourself your favorite beverage and just enjoy online shopping. Like, click through this whole magazine. You're going to get tips. You're going to get some different ideas on some really fun DIY things. You can do some DIY gifts, some DIY snacks, appetizers, some different things that you are absolutely going to love to make your holiday season so special, so incredible. A gift for every single person on your list. It will make your life so much easier. Did I mention there's exclusive coupons and discount codes to women-owned businesses? So if you really want to support small and support women this year as well, there are the most awesome gifts in this gift guide. So go to lightpink.com and enter the sweepstakes, which gets you the holiday guide. We got a free preset too, you guys. So if you want to make your pictures look freaking amazing this year, all you have to do is download the preset, add that to your photo. All the directions are there. You're going to love it. Brightens everything up. Looks amazing. So today, I want to chat with you about something that I just did a post on because I was at this last mastermind that Chris and I put on. We put on a couples mastermind where we traveled to three different places and did some incredible experiences that most people have never done before, or may never even, you know, thought of doing. Things like trapeze, things like going yachting and literally diving off the tops of yachts, and you know, going to incredible dinners, salsa dancing, like learning how to salsa dance, taking salsa lessons, having incredible evenings with different entrepreneur couples that we invite into the space, maybe some celebrity entrepreneur couples. Oh my gosh, what else did we do? Oh, snowmobiling. We went skiing. We did so many different adventures. It was insane. And I can tell you that although that was amazing to have those experiences, it truly was the conversations that came out of it that were life-changing. So I believe there was 14 of us total. And it was between all of the fact that, you know, we were all entrepreneurs and the couples were either in business together or they were doing their, you know, other businesses. It doesn't really matter that we were couples. It was that we were all like-minded and we all had the common goal of leveling up and really wanting to network and share the wisdom that we all had. And also see what ideas could come out of the year. And I'm telling you, you know, some people left with brand new business partners. It was amazing. I left with so much more wisdom. I left with a lot of clarity in my business. And one of the things that was at our last dinners that was said that really impacted me was by one of the men there named Mike Ayala. And he said, you know, it's never a what that you need. It's always a who. I just want you to let that sink in because, you know, when we are in a place where we are stuck or we are really feeling like a solopreneur, we're feeling like we're hitting a ceiling over and over. It's because we're asking, what do I need? What do I need? Instead of who do I need? Real quick, are you working on self-improvement? Because we all know that can be tough. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably are. But putting in the work to hire your next great candidate for your business can actually be easier than you think, especially with Indeed. Indeed is a hiring partner that gets you what you really, really want. A short list of quality candidates as fast as possible because you can do it all. Attract, interview, and hire all at Indeed. Don't struggle on your own to find quality candidates. Indeed can help you hire the right people now. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process really, really helps so that you can find talent with the skills you need through tools like Indeed Instant Match Assessment and virtual interviews. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job. Post at Indeed.com/happy. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/happy. Indeed.com/happy. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So when we say who, it's not necessarily what do I need to do? What do I need to get done? Oh, I need to get my website done. I need to learn how to do this. I need to figure this out. That takes so much time. And I know that in the beginning, sometimes we do not have the money to pay for all of these people. I didn't. So I had to get scrappy. I literally traded services. So I traded personal training for things like editing my programs. So I would write programs and have somebody else edit them and swap for personal training. I would get super scrappy and try to figure out what people wanted or needed and try to barter what I needed with them. And, you know, even if it was deals in the beginning, which by the way, it is true, you do get what you pay for. So when I would try to swindle and get all these different, I don't know if swindle's the right word, but when I was wheeling and dealing and trying to get all of these discounts, while it got done, it wasn't great work. So it will get you by though, and it will get you started. So it's not what you need. It's who do you need? Sometimes the first thing you should, not sometimes, when you, the first thing that you should spend your money on the second your business starts making money is somebody who is good at the thing that is helping you make the most money. So is that, do you need something done with your website copy, right? Because that's something that could actually exponentially grow the people that come into your programs. Do you need to have somebody help you or pay for a coach who can help you with audience acquisition? Do you need to pay for an accountability partner? Can you get an accountability partner without paying for a coach, right? Like how can you do all of these things on as little money as possible? How can you get all of the right people around you? And who are those people in order to start scaling? So in the company that I'm doing right now, Light Pink, it's so clear to me that it is never a what. it is a who. I'm always looking at what are my gaps? What am I not good at? Where am I actually wasting money? Because if I stay in my gifts, that is where I can create the most amount of eyeballs, marketing ideas, and money if I stay in my gifts. If I get out of my gifts and go into something that I think that I can do, even though I could pay for that, then I'm actually taking money away from the company. So I want to make sure that this is making sense to you. If when I stay in my gifts, that is the most money that I can make for the company. If I am the one that can move the needle the most, and usually it is the main visionary, the founder, the CEO, who if they stay in their gifts, they can probably do the biggest needle moving things. Would it be better for me to pay more for somebody who can do all of these other things that even though I can do them, I do them slower and maybe I don't do them in the expertise that the other people would do them with. So I'm actually slowing down the company by trying to learn something new where I could hire someone who's good at it and can actually scale that portion of the company. And I can go back to staying in my gifts, doing ultimately what the company needs the most. So I want you to start thinking of it's not what you need, but who do you need? And then what do you need to do to get that person, right? What do you need to do to barter with that person? What do you need to do to trade with that person? So if you just start swapping out that simple question, not what do I need to do this, but who do I need to help move this forward? Maybe it's just listening to a podcast at first. Maybe it's learning from someone's free information who is an expert in that arena. Maybe it's trying to figure out how to hire a low-priced assistant or somebody online that can really help you scale and move your business forward. Maybe you're spending a lot of time on answering DMs and commenting on social media when if you spent that time creating and paid somebody to do the things that are more basic, that you would scale your business so much faster. So people who scale their businesses big look for the who. They fill the gaps with the who, not the what. So I hope that this helps you today. Just to think of your business a little bit different. And I'm sending you guys so much love. And again, if you would just take this moment to go to lightpink.com and enter that sweepstakes and share it with a friend. There is a spot that once you enter, you can share it with a friend because why not have them or give them the chance to win a year of Light Pink and that awesome tablescape. Plus, you're giving them the holiday guide, which to me, I feel like I wrote a book. I'm not even kidding you. It was such a labor of love with my team. Michaela Pitchler and Lauren Kuhlman. And we worked so incredibly hard on this that we hope that you have so much fun. Like I said, pour a glass of rosé and just browse, put your feet up and enjoy looking at all of the cute outfits and all of the cute holiday stuff and tips and beauty ideas and all of our top favorite gifts that we would love to get this year. Trust me, your friends would love to get it, your family. We even have stuff for the guys. Might be one of my favorite sections. We're talking some really cool gadgets, even a portable pizza oven. What? For real. Okay, guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.